I really should be going for total fulfillment. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. This is what I value the most, more than anything else in the universe in this moment, is this.
Yeah.
Because out of all the things that could have happened to you, this is what you chose. So you know this has got to be the most important moment in your life. And you also know the people who are the most important to you this moment are in your life right now. Look around the room. And the reason why y'all get along so good is because y'all don't know each other. Remain strangers and stay lovers. Because that's where it ends up anyway. I know. There's a new world that has arrived. There's so many of them. This is the latest one. I'm trying to get used to him. So I need your help. I need your help. I need some negative thoughts. Okay. So you with me?
Yeah.
He says, now, if you allow yourself to have in your mind only what God put in your mind, if you would say, I'm only going to allow myself to have in my mind only what love is going to put in my mind. I'm going to only allow myself to have in my mind what freedom is going to put in my mind. I'm going to only allow myself to have in my mind what freedom and love. Whew, that feels good just to say. If I allow myself to have in my mind only what God put in my mind, I am acknowledging my mind. If I allow my mind to only have in my mind what love put in my mind, now I am acknowledging my mind. If I just allow in my mind what the truth puts into my mind, then I am acknowledging my mind as God created it. Don't analyze it. Just listen. And either accept what you say, purify what you hear, or reject it. That's what I want you to do with anything you hear me say. Either accept it, change your mind about it so that it is acceptable, or reject it. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Then I can be free to say anything to you. Mm-hmm. There's no limits on what I can say as long as you know you can accept it, purified, or rejected. So always go into any conversation with those three attitudes. I'm going to listen to what you have to say. I'm not going to attack you. That way you'll feel free to say whatever is really on your mind. And I'm going to either accept it, purified, or rejected if it's opposite to love, if it's opposite to the truth, if it's opposite to what I really hold to be true in my heart. It's my truth. He said, when you accept your mind as being a mind that's full of truth and love, now you're finally accepting your mind as it is. When you finally accept how cool your mind is, you finally accepted your mind. So until you accept how cool you are unacquainted with yourself. You don't know yourself, because if you knew yourself, you would have no problem loving it. Because yourself is so lovable, you couldn't help it. The reason why people not loving you is because you're not being your lovable self. You waiting for them to be lovable first.
Yeah.
I got the best loving in the world for you, all of you, after you pass my test. It's the best love you could ever have. After you pass my test. And I'm going to send my representative to meet with your representative. And then our representatives will come back to us and tell us what we experienced in our first meeting. That's what happens on the date. Your representative meet their representative. And then y'all go back home and report back. So I'm telling you, the only self you can have a hard time loving is what's not yourself. And it's normal and natural to not be able to love what's not yourself. And that's why it's natural for you not to love yourself as you think you are. It's a good thing. Don't try to love you don't like. It's too hard. Isn't it? Mm-hmm. I'm studying this book because I'm trying to get to the point I can love the self I really don't like. You know, the one that's insecure, not successful, doesn't accomplish what he wants to, don't have enough money, don't get enough loving, don't get enough respect, don't get enough specialness, a victim. Of course I can't love that self. And I'm not being asked to. You ought to be have a sigh of relief. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many of y'all felt a sigh of relief when I said that?
Yeah.
You heard me correctly, you went. And people who are still trying to love the unlovable are mystified right now. They're like, what the hell are you talking about? What am I doing here? I knew there was a real Super Bowl party. What the hell I'm doing in this class? So you can have some fun. If you don't have any fun, I don't have nothing to do with that. That's your responsibility. Have your good time is strictly your responsibility, not mine. That's the date you want to go on. You want to go out on a date with somebody who doesn't hold you responsible for their good time. Yeah. Then you're going to have a good time no matter what happens. Because you can just choose to. I'm just choosing to be happy now because nothing ever turns out the way I want it to. Not exactly. It's always something a little bit off from what I mean. Hey, it gets pretty close, but it's always a little something that I go, it's not quite it. Okay, now the inner voice is telling me to move really, really fast. Hang on to your seat. And if you feel close enough to the person next to you, let them hang on to your seat.
Yeah,
I thank you. Wasn't that loving? Wasn't that loving? You couldn't imagine I didn't want to hear that, could you? You can always tell when something's coming to you from God. You go, oh, yes. Yes. Yes is a common word when you're finally answering your true self and answering God. You're going, yes, 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 yes. Some beings, you have so much fun with them, you give them future yes permission. You go, it's going to always be yes to you. You don't even have to ask no more. Just do it. Because everything you do turns me on. I'm meeting people like that all around me, people like you. We know each other as well as we need to not to kill each other. You know, since I'm happy, I'm going to teach happiness because I believe in it. That's why I'm a teacher. But the last step after me teaching happiness and the last step after you teaching happiness is the last step, and the step is going to be taken by God. The last step is going to be taken by the Creator. Whew. But by the time you only want your peace, that's how you know your guidance has prepared you for happiness. You know your guidance has prepared you for happiness when you're to the point that all you want is total fulfillment. That's your clue that you've reached the point that now your Creator can do the last step into your happiness, because now your happiness is all you really want, because it can't happen until you want it. And I'm here to tell you today, your happiness has arrived.